The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Now he's here, and we've all heard the great advert. There's a pawn shop on the corner in downtown Fuengirola. Well, there's also one in Puerto Banús now, and here's to tell us about it is Thomas Barnes. Great to meet you, Thomas.
Hi, guys. Hi, nice to see you too.
You must be a bit out of breath.
Yeah, it's a lot of traffic on the road these days.
Oh, bless you. Yeah, there is, for sure. So, first of all, where is your shop in Puerto Banús?
So it's located next to El Corte Inglés. It's got parking right at the front of the shop, and you can also park underneath it. It's not in the port itself. It's just towards the back. On the side of El Corte Inglés, that's used the least. It's not where the cars go in. It's on the other side.
That's good. And it's good that you've got parking too.
Easy
that's
to park.
Really
you
good.
Can even double park at the front quite easily. I've been doing it for months. haven't got in trouble yet.
Okay, so I think most of our listeners know Anthony's Diamonds, particularly the one in Fuengirola, but for those that don't, just tell us a little bit about what you do.
So I've been taken after my dad. I mean, after uni, I decided to come back to Spain, and I followed in his footsteps for the last 11 years, and he's been buying, making and selling pieces for his whole life, for maybe 55 years, I think 30 odd years in Spain, Fuengirola. And finally we made the move just to open another place in Banús because it just made sense. And I lived down this end anyway because my friends were here. So I was always making the commute. I actually was doing 30-something thousand kilometres a year, 6 days a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fuel.
It is a lot of fuel. And tiring when you're stuck in all the traffic.
Well, you never get traffic, funnily enough, going that way. You get, it's always coming, people are driving from Malaga way to Marbella to work and then vice versa when you return home. So you get I never had traffic. Watch the traffic
good.
On the other side, which is quite beautiful.
That's good. But it does make sense. I mean, Fuengirola is quite a way for us down this end of the coast, so it makes sense to have one here.
Yeah, it's super convenient. And we're open 10 till 6 every day. In summer, we open till sometimes 11 p.m.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, crikey, do you have a social life?
I used to. I'm getting it back now. I've just fallen in love, so I'm kind of making time for my social life.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's important.
Yeah.
Work-life balance.
It is.
So, a couple of things then. Is it true that Cartier bought the whole shop in New York for one set of pearls?
Yeah, it is true indeed. Yeah, and more than that, I mean, I think the number it's now been valued at $170 million. They bought that shop. I think their biggest location, maybe in the world, even. Or it used to be in New York for just a set of pearls, but they're natural pearls. So people don't realise that 99.9% of pearls have a little ball of plastic or shell put in there, and the oyster is made to make them synthetically. Finding an actual natural pearl before was hard. Now it's almost impossible because they've all been found. But these sets of pearls, even now, you might have been given one by your grandma that's actually natural, and on there might be 50 pearls that are round, and one person back in the day before scuba diving and stuff, they maybe found 3 or 4 pearls in their whole lifetime.
Yeah.
So you'd have 10 people's whole life on one chain, and they're part of the history of these places. So everyone's really, they're worth way more than diamonds, and they're way rarer than almost anything, really.
That surprises me. I thought diamonds were probably the top one. You know,
that's De Beers and the marketing. They spent billions marketing it to us. They actually released, I think, an advert saying pearls were unlucky to put you off them. And then, but now people have learned, like especially with the lab grown, my God.
I remember that, actually. It's just come back to me. My grandma used to say pearls are unlucky. Yeah. It's terrible, isn't it, how it can affect people?
Well, we all get marketed to. We don't realise. It's always where what we listen to definitely affects us drastically.
Mm, for sure. So on diamonds, lab-grown diamonds, are they important?
Yeah, they're very important.
Yeah?
I mean, I make most of my money selling diamond jewellery, engagement rings, and it sounds bad for you when I tell you your diamond is probably worth 50 or 80% less than it was a few years ago, but imagine having a whole shop full.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's
just showing you my diamond ring.
It's a nice
ring.
One, yeah. That is, you can see it's good quality.
It was from Dubai, actually.
So is it 1 carat or is it?
It's 1.5.
1.5, yeah. She's a bit further away than I can. Yeah, 1.5. So those are the best quality in the world, 1.5 carat. Used to cost 60,000. That's a D colour VVS one, let's say. They do go a bit better than that, but in turn, flawless and internally flawless, but a VVS1 D color used to cost about 60 grand. Then it went down to 30, then 18, now they're around 13. I can get you the same thing in lab for about 200 euros.
No, the same thing?
The same thing.
How?
The way I could explain it is, do you want to pay 30 grand for your ice, for your Coca-Cola? This ice I'm bringing you is very, very romantic. It comes from Antarctica. People died getting this ice. There's a lot of drama went into this ice. But it costs 30 grand for your Coca-Cola. Or I can make you with my in my freezer some ice right now. And you can have that for 200 euros.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah. They are identical. They're one for one. There is no
wow.
difference. It's like saying, would you rather pay 140 grand for a kilo of gold to make your jewellery? Or do you want to buy this jewellery? They can't make gold in the lab yet. Or would you rather buy the kilo of gold for 2,000 euros? Same gold. One's man-made, one's not.
So if you grew one of these 200 euro diamonds mm-hmm. that's similar to this,
yeah.
once you put it into a ring, etc., how much roughly would that cost then?
Well, amount can cost from 300 to 3 grand. It depends on the what you want, but a normal amount costs between 600 and 1,000 euros.
That's brilliant. I'll be calling in for sure.
Yeah, yeah, you can get nice 1 carat stud earrings for less than a grand. Indeed, and
that
not just
crazy.
The best quality, D colour, all certified and everything.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant. Well, that's good to know. My birthday's coming up soon. And with diamonds, what about the 5C? Is it the 5Cs? Can
the
you remind
C's,
me?
4Cs. Yeah, you got cut and clarity. Cut. You got colour and carat, the weight.
And carat is actually with a K, isn't it?
Well, they do it with a C, but in certain countries they put K for gold and C for gold. It's a little bit confusing.
Okay.
But the whole thing is it's almost like it's designed to confuse. Like the clarity, for example. It goes from VVS1 down to PK, but you go VVS1, VVS2, VS1, VS2, SI1, SI2, SI3. And it sounds sophisticated, but SI1 means small inclusions 1, VS1 means very small inclusions 1, and VVS1 means very small. Exactly, you got it. You got it. It's super simple.
How
I mean,
funny.
Anyone could learn how to sell and buy diamonds. It's just,
yeah, and I think that would be an interesting thing to learn, to be honest.
It is really. It's really fun. It is really. I have a lot of fun. My brain stays really fresh the whole time.
Yeah.
Each one is different. Each one has a different thing inside of it. And each person has their own story with their pieces. It's really interesting job.
And what about the Mohs scale?
So the Mohs scale is the hardness scale. Talks about like it's kind of it doesn't talk about how brittle a stone is. It talks about how hard it is to scratch, and it refers to the specific gravity of the stone. But the toughest stone in the world is a diamond, and then it goes down to sapphire and funny enough, sapphire and ruby. You might not know this. Sapphire and ruby are the same stone. They've just been marketed differently.
Well, they are both red, but...
No.
Oh, I see, sapphire blue. Yeah, sapphire blue and ruby. Oh, how are the different colours?
A red sapphire is a ruby, and a blue ruby is a sapphire. There's only a trace element that changes it, and they come in all colours. So you can have green, yellow, orange.
Wow. Marketing again.
Yeah, it's marketing, literally. Mm. Well, what's quite interesting, which I learned a couple of years ago, is that a diamond is a 9, and a sapphire, I think, is an 8. And that's one difference. So it seems like you think that a sapphire would be really, really close to a diamond. But the difference between 8 and 9 is the same as the difference between... this is quite hard to explain because it's...
try me.
So a sapphire is closer to baby powder's thick, like scratch. You can put your finger through baby powder and scratch it.
Yeah.
Right? Or just like flour. You could just put your finger through it and scratch it.
Yeah.
The difference between that and a sapphire is less than the difference between a sapphire and a diamond.
Okay.
So a diamond is astronomically, it's ridiculous how much more strong it is than a ruby or sapphire.
Do you do, personal level here. Do you do ring checks? This ring worries me because I've had it many years, but somebody said to me, you should always get it checked to make sure the clasps are still holding on and cleaning. Do you do that?
Yeah, we service pieces. We can do we do more than that. We do watches as well, which is quite sophisticated. You've got to be really careful with watches. Jewelry is easy because like we have our own guy who's an amazing artist and he can do it. But watches, and if you mess up a claw on a piece of jewelry, you can just remold it and put it back to normal. But a watch, it's almost like if you damage it, you've ruined the value of the watch. So for watches, you have to be really careful who you give them to. You know, we have people that used to even work for Rolex that work for us, you know, and they do the same service that they used to do in Rolex, but instead of 5 months or 3 months, it's a few weeks maximum and three times cheaper. Instead of 900 euros, it's 300.
Mm.
It's a big difference.
Yeah. And a fun fact about Rolex, it says that Rolex go up 105 and so do Cartier.
Yeah, so they go up 10% at least a year. Everything you buy goes up 10% a year, but Rolex is complicated because you can buy Rolex and double your money when you leave the door, and you can buy Rolex and lose 20-30% when you leave the door. You have to know which ones to buy, which if you text us, we're happy to just tell you that from information for free anytime you like. It's quite fun for us to get messages saying, is this a good deal? Because normally we can do it better, but also it takes 2 minutes for me. It's just instinctive.
Yeah,
but Cartier, a lot of Cartier, except for the Panthers so much right now, as soon as you leave the door, you lose almost half your money.
I'm surprised. I thought all jewellery increased over time.
Yeah. New jewellery has had its day. I mean, before, the Arabic community and the Russian community, they wouldn't buy new jewellery. They would never buy it. They wouldn't even look at it. And now even they are buying secondhand vintage antique pieces because they know the quality is there and the pricing is right.
Yeah.
I think in the future, even with cars, they're going to make cars look vintage on the inside even. Everyone wants the vintage look. Everyone wants the quality.
Yeah, yeah. And finally, I love tennis bracelets. Where did the name come from? Is it anything to do with tennis?
Well, it was the... What was her name? I've forgotten her name. Oh, my gosh.
Those names asking me.
Yeah. It was Chris... I think the... Chris Evert.
Oh, right, yes.
I think it was during the 1987 match in the US or something like that. Her diamond bracelet snapped and fell off, and then she stopped to play to find it. And after that, everyone knew about tennis bracelets more, and they just called them... about this kind of bracelet because of the tennis match, and they just started calling them tennis bracelets, which everyone loves. Everyone loves them, and we make them now, like... I've made a 600,000 euro tennis bracelet for 10,000 euros in lab. And my friends bought this bracelet, this 600,000 euro, in auction in Christie's, and they sold it back in Christie's. Now, 10 years later, they got 170 grand. But I made them, because they were sad they lost it, I made them an exact replica of the piece for 10,000 euros. And you can get a nice size tennis bracelet for like 2.5 grand that costs 20 grand natural.
Yeah.
And it's still gold, it's still diamonds, but it's not, no one died finding the stones.
Not like they did with the ice.
Yeah, not with the ice, exactly.
And where's your lab?
So we use different places all around the world, actually.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
we don't grow the diamonds ourselves. I mean, most diamonds get cut in India and in China, but they all run through Antwerp to get checked. They get certified in Antwerp. We certify them all in Antwerp, and then we get them to us. I mean, the system to cut diamonds has been there for 150 years, so it just runs through India usually because there's a lot of cheap labour force there.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's all interesting stuff, it really is. So if people want to get in touch, do you have a website, or should they call you if they want to talk about something, or just turn up at the shop?
I mean, turn up at the shop anytime you like, guys. We're happy for any questions, happy just to point you in the right direction, buying, selling or making. You can also go on our Instagram with Anthony's Portobanus. We post a lot of fun stuff on there. You can just give us a WhatsApp message on 622 90 7000. That's 622 90 7000.
Brilliant. 90 7000. Got it.
Yeah.
And as I always say, if anyone's driving, please don't crash your car. Just wait till you're parked and then message me and I will give you that information.
Oh, yeah. Sorry to interrupt. We do free... we test all lab diamonds, by the way, for free. So if you want to... If you're curious, if you haven't received a diamond that's real, bring it in. We'll test it for free for you. It takes 3 minutes.
Okay.
And we're the only people in Malaga that have the machinery.
And one more thing that's important that I think I forgot is the people can pawn stuff.
We buy and go. We buy and sell a lot of gold. I've got gold bars, coins and gold jewelry for sale, but we also buy that stuff. And also, if you don't want to get rid of it, if you think it's going to go up, you can always just borrow money on your items and get them back.
Perfect. Thomas Barnes, it has been lovely to meet you and chat with you today.
Pleasure. Thank
back
you.
Off to the shop
thank
now.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.